Jake Spaulding with you as we have once again the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA, talking Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick, presented every single week by the Farmer State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System, Houlton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, and Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson. Well, Coach, coming off a week two win on the road, first road test of the season, but you guys take care of business, and you take care of business early against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Let's talk about that game here in depth, if we can, just a little bit. A fast start for your guys' team this past week, 36-0 at the end of the first quarter. What seemed to be clicking from the early start?
You know, from week one to week two, I felt like our offense got exponentially better. You know, we were able to be clicking on all cylinders, and we were able to sprinkle the pass in there a lot more. You know, I think for the game, Drake was 8-12 throwing for 88 yards, and Austin had an exceptional game at the tight end spot, you know, having three touchdown receptions and really making a bunch of great moves there on the outside. I thought the offensive line played well. They came off the ball, and defense was swarming and not giving up a ton of yards at all to a Mar Hill team that's fast, physical, and have a lot of speed on the outside. So overall, I felt like it was a much better executed game than week one.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys really kind of, again, it was a Northeast Kansas League battle, road test. I want to go into the fact that it was on the road. What was different? How did you see your guys respond, knowing the different routine of hitting the road for the first time this year?
You know, it was just a business trip. They really embraced that we're just going to go on the road. You know, same pregame preparation. You know, we left a little bit later because of the heat. We were able to tape there at Mar Hill. You could just see in the guys' eyes that they were focused from the onset of the just returning there, and it's actually been a while since we've been to Mar Hill, and last couple times we've been there, it hasn't been too well. We haven't executed really well, but we came out there, and like you said, we started out fast, and our varsity was able to get off the field in the second quarter, and the JV took over from there and actually scored in the second half against Mar Hill's varsity. So whenever you can get those JV guys in there and game reps on Friday, that's always a positive.
Final score 69-6 in that ball game. You talk about execution early, the ability for a couple guys. You mentioned Drake. You mentioned Austin Zeller. Anybody else stand out to you from this past week when you look at film, had a chance to look at it this week that really stuck out to you?
Just the offensive line, especially Eli Wisdom. You know, going into the season, we weren't thinking that Eli was going to be able to play because of his ankle, and you know, he got cleared by the doctor, and as you know, he played tight end last year for us in H-back, and this is the first year he's moved to the tackle position, and he's raw, you know, to say the least, but you know, whenever you can put a 6'3", 240-pound person on the tackle spot, that's always a positive for you. And he went in there during the Riverside game, and like I said, he was raw. He made a lot of mistakes, but all those mistakes are correctable, and he corrected those a lot in week two, and we just hope he can really keep going and keep pushing forward, and sky's the limit for him.
Cobras are now 2-0 on the season. We'll talk with head coach Caleb Wick after this timeout about their matchup this week. It's homecoming against Houlton. It's all coming up next here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat here on KNZA.